Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, April the 26th, Tailwalker. Just over 13 hours after he'd begun, Fred Tomlinson was officially the last to finish this year's London Marathon. Last of around 53,000 to complete the course, accept a medal around the neck, a goodie bag. In 2008, when I did it, the goodie bag contained a can of Fuller's London Pride and the thanks of their nominated charity. I can tell you from personal experience that, for most of the runners and despite proper commitments to a training plan, it is a really tough experience, whether you take just over 2 hours or 13. Everybody who does it knows that the 26.2-mile marathon, for all the smiles and waving, tests physical strength and mental resilience more than any other sporting event that you might consider. So I salute you, Fred Tomlinson. You've displayed immense fortitude and determination, and I hold you in great esteem. I hope that you raised a ton of cash for Rainbow Trust Children's Charity, for whom you ran in memory of your dear daughter. Fred will, however, acknowledge that he wouldn't have crossed the finishing line but for the efforts of the tailwalkers, a group of volunteers who accompany the slower participants. As soon as any runner drops below a race pace of 8 hours, they're allocated support from one or more of the 100 tailwalker volunteers whose job is to encourage, nurture, reassure and help as required. They formed in response to criticism levelled at race organisers in 2019, where several slower runners complained that they were marginalised, dismissed and made to feel like failures, with some cleaning staff allegedly laughing at them. They didn't even get to cross a finish line. Bravo to the 2024 tailwalkers and race organisers for creating an environment and event inspiring and fulfilling for all. Fred Tomlinson didn't finish last because he hadn't put in maximum effort or properly prepared. His problem was a chronic knee injury that he refused to stop him from completing the course and securing sponsorship for his charity. The tailwalkers didn't judge him as failing or inadequate. They simply saw someone who needed help to realise their objective. And through that help, he did. Compare this approach, please, to the approach taken by NHS administrative or regulatory bodies when they identify an organisation that is struggling. Encouraging, nurturing, reassuring and helping? Providing practical support, guidance and positivity? You'll know the answer. Why do NHS and social care hierarchies of leadership believe that the tough guy approach will work? Whether we be reviewing financial budget deficits, struggling with recruitment, retention and morale, or watching the growing line of ambulances outside A&E as 100% bed occupancy levels are exceeded, playing the tough guy card by way of offering rectification solutions isn't going to work, and never has. Regulators turning up to find fault and label inadequacy is the equivalent of laughing at late finishers. Proposing to punish health boards in Wales that have long waiting times may play well to an electorate, but it's like denying slow runners a finish line. Demanding that a trust dismiss 600 full-time staff to rectify financial overspend is like adding 10 miles to the course. It's symptomatic of a complete lack of understanding, empathy, help and authentic support. The worst thing is that they really believe these actions will affect positive change. It's time for the tough guys to step aside and leave leadership to the tailwalkers. They get what it takes to succeed in difficult circumstances, and I applaud them all. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.